In the past, we always had field officers, someone that called to the schools, called to the homes, knew the local area, got the names and addresses and dates of birth of people and had them included in the register. Now it's a situation where you can register online or there is a paper application, but the onus is on the individual to register. And as someone that has been both canvassing and being a candidate back for the last 35 years, I know you regularly call to doors of people who wants to be included in the register and who wants to vote but hasn't done anything about it. And I can see a situation where there'll be a lot of names missing off the register come the next general and local election. And I've always wondered why the list that includes the PPS numbers of all our people isn't checked off again the register, and those that aren't on it added to the register at that stage.
You also feel then that the seat allocation in County Sligo as it relates to electoral areas should be reviewed?
Absolutely, because when you look at the Ballymore Tipperary area, where we lost a seat in 2014, the quota's 2,000. And in Sligo Stanhill is 1,200, and Sligo Drumcliff is 1,500. So there's definitely an electrical deficit. The people of Sligo Stanhill has more representatives per electorate than Tubbercurry Ballymote. And Tubbercurry Ballymote is half the county. It has a huge proportion of the rural roads. It's a very difficult area to cover. It's a disadvantaged area in a lot of senses compared to Sligo Stanhill or Sligo Drumcliff. And I think the seat we lost, we wanted back. And I think the people of that area deserve that type of representation.